Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the International News Desk. And of course, I am joined by the legend himself, Mr. Kurt Bakkerfield. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, Kurtie. Not much happening out there. I mean, there's a couple of cracking stories to chat about. Obviously, Messi scoring the big five. Not many guys can say they've done that. Shall we start with that and then maybe move on to some transfer stuff?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
So, yeah, Messi, five. What the?
Yeah, five goals against Estonia in an international friendly on Sunday night, was it? And yeah, he became the first player to score five goals in a single match at club and international level. Wow. He did it for Barcelona in the Champions League against Bayer Leverkusen in, I think it was 2012, 2013. Hmm. So yeah, I mean, it was an incredible game. I actually watched it.
Of course you did.
Yeah, an incredible performance. Of course, Estonia aren't a really strong sort of side, but yeah. I think that, you know, Messi finally is playing in an Argentina team where it looks like they are solid from back to front. They have a really good goalkeeper in Emi Martinez, the Aston Villa keeper.
Yeah.
They have a really, really strong defense, which they showed against Italy last week. And then a solid midfield and attack. So it's looking good for Argentina. Of course, the Copa America champions of 2021. And yeah, just a lot of confidence going into this World Cup. So it looks exciting. They look like they might be in with an outside shot. And then also with these five goals, Messi became the first player in history to reach 1,100 goal contributions.
Wow.
So that's another big milestone for him. Yeah, terrific stuff.
The records just keep getting broken. But like you say, Estonia, no, not a stronghold of a team at all, but still to score at an international level, five goals is something, right?
No, it's also interesting because Mbappe recently said that South American teams have it easier in terms of qualifying for major tournaments.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely not. I don't think Mbappe has ever watched a South American qualifier speaking like that. Those games are brutal. So anyway, Messi obviously then takes on a lower-ranked European side, a team that, you know, the likes of Ronaldo and all these top European players would play against when they try and qualify for the World Cup, and scores five goals. So I think probably shuts Mbappe's argument down.
Shut up, boy.
Yeah, it was just a really misinformed, ill-informed sort of remark from Mbappe.
Correct. And then obviously Messi's nemesis Ronaldo also on the score sheet, is that right?
Yes, he scored twice against Switzerland in a UEFA Nations League match the other night. Mm-hmm. Some terrific finishes from him. I think he's gone up to now 118 international goals. Just a phenomenal achievement. Of course, he's the all-time top international goal scorer. And yeah, it's just another incredible performance from him on the international stage.
And what is the latest with Ronaldo in terms of his next club?
Yeah, so for now, it looks like he'll be staying at United. But I personally can't imagine him remaining at United when they can't offer him Champions League football. He's played in the Champions League for the last 20 years consecutively. So I just can't imagine him staying. I know that Ten Hag said that he would happily work with Ronaldo, and Ronaldo said that he's looking forward to next season. We might see something similar to what happened with his departure from Juventus last season, where it happened, I think, in the final 3 days of the transfer window. The other side to that is that there might not be many clubs after him. I can't really think of a club that would take him right now that's playing top-level Champions League football. Not just a team playing in the Champions League, but a team that could potentially win it. A side like Real Madrid. I can't see him going back to Juventus. I was actually talking about it with colleagues the other day, and I said that maybe Inter Milan would be something or a club that he could potentially join, but PSG's off the table. I can't see him returning to Portugal anytime soon. So maybe it'll be a case of there not being suitors, clubs interested in him. So he might end up staying. And I'm sure that if that does happen, it will be framed as Ronaldo wanted to stay to help Manchester United great again. But I'm sure that if a club playing in the Champions League comes after him, he'll be interested in leaving United.
You said PSG is off the table. Why do you say that?
Well, you know, they've obviously just given Mbappe a massive contract. Messi will be there next season. There's reports that Neymar could leave, but I don't think that that will necessarily happen. So I can't see him fitting into that attack on that wage bill. So I just don't think that that is possible.
Yeah, agreed. Let's move on. Let's maybe just chat transfers in general. What's happening out there, Cody?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot happening. So one of the biggest confirmed deals ahead of next season is Antonio Rudiger to Real Madrid. Chelsea confirmed it late last week that he had reached an agreement with them. He's leaving Chelsea on a free deal after his contract runs out at the end of this month. But he's already put pen to paper on a contract with the Champions League winners. So that's an exciting move.
You think it's a good signing?
I think so, of course. He's 29 years old. He's had a terrific two seasons under Tuchel. I think he's probably widely recognized right now as one of the best sort of defenders in world football. I'm not sure that he is, in fact, one of the best defenders in the game, but he's had a very good two seasons. So to be signing him on the back of the momentum that he has, I think it's excellent for Real Madrid. And at 29 years old on a free, I think it's a steal. So it's a good bit of business from Real Madrid. And then moving on, Pogba seems to be closing in on a move to Juventus. That hasn't been confirmed yet, but reports suggest that he has at least reached an agreement with them. Di Maria is apparently in talks with Barcelona. It looked like he would also be heading to Juventus. Just a couple of weeks ago, it was suggested that he had been in talks with them and that it was looking good. But now Fabrizio Romano, the esteemed football journalist, has said that Di Maria has had conversations with Xavi, the Barcelona head coach, obviously, and Xavi wants him at the club. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Di Maria played for, obviously, Real Madrid between 2010 and 2014.
Yeah.
But I think his tenure there ended on a sour note when Real Madrid came in for James Rodriguez after his exploits at the 2014 World Cup, and they sort of just pushed Di Maria aside. So maybe he feels like he has a point to prove there. And then back to Real Madrid, Aurelien Tchouameni, the Monaco defensive midfielder, has reached a verbal agreement with Real Madrid. And Monaco and Real Madrid have also agreed terms, or at least a verbal agreement on terms. For anyone who doesn't know Tchouameni, he's quickly emerged as one of the best young midfielders in Europe. 22 years old, excellent ball winner, excellent in the air, just an all-round talented defensive midfielder who is also incredibly good on the ball. So that is, I think, probably going to be one of the best signings of this transfer window. PSG made him a top target, Liverpool were after him. But as soon as Real Madrid came in for a signature, he made it clear that he wanted to join them.
Sorry, just to stick with Liverpool, what's the latest with Salah and Sané?
Mane,
sorry.
Well, nothing really has changed since. I think it was reported in recent days that Liverpool rejected a first offer from Bayern Munich for Mane. It just didn't match their expectations. I think they bid somewhere in the region of 21 million for him, which really is just not anywhere what Liverpool want for him. With regards to Salah, it doesn't really look like he will be leaving Liverpool in this transfer window. But I have read that Barcelona have made a promise to Salah that if he sees out his deal, if he doesn't commit to a new contract at Liverpool, then they will look to sign him as a free agent next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, big things are happening out there, Sean. Big things. Lukaku potentially heading back to Inter Milan on a loan deal.
Good.
Just a year after becoming Chelsea's most expensive player of all time.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that didn't work out. Started just 42% of Chelsea's league games.
Wow.
This season. So he's looking to go back, but only on a loan deal because Inter Milan do not have the finances to offer him, I think, the wages that he's currently earning. He's Chelsea's highest paid player, I think, on £350,000 a week.
Overrated.
I mean, yeah, he's had a terrible season. He hasn't fitted into Tuchel's system at all. And of course, it all went wrong after he gave that interview, that infamous interview to Sky Italia, where he said that he wasn't happy with the way things were being run at Chelsea. And that was only, I think, 4 months into his return.
Wow.
So it started on a really bad note, and it looks like it's going to end on a bad note.
Wow. Is that it from your side?
Yeah, I think we could probably mention Darwin Nunez, the Benfica and Uruguay striker, still being heavily linked with Manchester United and Liverpool.
And Liverpool, yeah.
It's said that he wants to play Champions League football, which is, of course, something that United won't be able to offer him. So
sure. He
might be interested in you know, joining Jurgen Klopp's side. So let's see what happens there. But there's a lot of transfer rumors right now, not a lot confirmed. A lot of players set to become free agents at the end of this month.
Mm.
Paulo Dybala is one of them. He, you know, it's confirmed that he'll be leaving Juventus. So a lot of big, big deals to look out for. I'm sure the coming weeks will be very exciting.
Mm.
And we'll have loads to talk about. But right now, just the one big confirmed deal in Rudiger to Real Madrid.
Yeah, I'd like to see Dybala in the Premier League. He's a great player.
So would I. I don't know if he has the legs for it, though.
Mm.
And I'm not sure that many clubs will take a risk on him at this point. He'll want big wages as well.
How was he?
Unless he's 28 years old.
Yeah.
But unless he's sort of the player that the team is built around, I'm not sure it can really work, you know.
Mm, mm.
But he's a fantastic player, obviously.
He is. Surprising he's for free. Kurti, thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. I presume staff, just to keep our eyes and ears open for any up and coming transfers and a couple of friendlies that are still being played. Anything else you want to add to that?
No. Like I said, there will be some big moves to look forward to over the coming weeks. So we'll catch up then.
Magic. Thank you, Kurt. Thanks for your time. And that is how we wrap up today's episode of the International News Desk. Whether you've been listening on SL Podcast at SL.today, Google Play, Apple Podcast, thank you for tuning in. I've been your host, Sean Roberts, and of course, Kurt Buckerfield. Thank you, Kurti.
Cheers, Shawnee.
Cheers.